are now about to witness the strength of geek knowledge.
I geek out about TV shows. I geek out about music. Star Wars, of course. Fantasy stuff, Lord of the Rings. Star Wars, of course. God geek.
All right, you found us again. It's the God Geeks. We got a special episode for you today. It's This Summer in Geek. We're just going to geek out for at least 20 minutes about everything we did this summer, vacations we went on, media we consumed, things we're looking forward to in the fall. Just a lot of geeky stuff. Does that pretty much sum up this special episode?
There's a few surprises in there. There might be a nugget or two of new information in there, but a lot of it is good stuff that maybe we even recap a little bit.
Yeah, so cool. Don't forget our website, godgeeks.com. You can leave us feedback, questions, whatever. Bill's got an awesome album out, so billbrymer.com, check that out. And then there is a conference, a Christ Hold Fast City event that is coming to our home church in the colony on October 29th. So be sure to check that out on christholdfast.com. But right now, let's get geeky. Let's talk about this summer.
Sound all good? Right.
All right, cool.
Hit it.
C-3PO has got to be the real nerd.
It's against my programming to impersonate a deity.
Darth Vader was a cool character too, although he was the evil one.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
It's the special episode of This Week in Geek. We're just going to geek out on sort of this summer 2016.
Yeah.
Some of the things that we geeked out about.
Yeah, we kind of told you some stuff we were looking forward to, and maybe we'll look back at some of that stuff.
Yeah. You know, maybe some stuff that's coming in the fall.
Yeah.
Maybe some stuff that's coming even next year.
Yeah.
And some stories.
Sure.
Like, I know you just returned from a trip that I'm a little bit fascinated by this because I just don't know anything about it. And
I'm married into the right family. Can I just say that?
Yeah, yeah. So where'd you just return from, James?
Taos, New Mexico.
Okay.
And my father-in-law has a friend who has a cabin, like a 100-year-old cabin in the Carson National Forest in Taos, New Mexico. No air conditioning. You don't need it.
Oh my gosh, it's so nice. Don't need it?
It got maybe 82 degrees, but it's like 40 at night. It's the best. I mean, honestly, we were lighting fires, you know, at night in the fireplace, and
nice.
It was awesome. No cell phones, which I love. No internet, and I've just
and this
been,
is
I've
up
been
in a mountain.
Up in the mountains. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big
so,
trees.
So
big
is
mountains.
That why it's cool enough up there?
Yeah. So elevation.
Elevation.
Yeah.
Cool,
and every afternoon it kind of rains for like an hour at 3 o'clock. I mean, it's just
right.
Good old mountain stuff. And so I just spent time trout fishing, hanging with the family, eating New Mexican food.
Well, tell me about that. Tell me about the trout fishing because what are you, is there a river?
There's a little river that goes through.
Down the mountain?
In the valley, through the mountain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go down, you take a trip down?
No, here's the great thing. The cabin we have is like, you know, 10 yards from where we fish. It's amazing. It's awesome.
But the elevation is such that it's cool all the time.
It's cool all the time. So there's trout in there, and they stocked it while we were there. So I just sat there, and the fishing's easy. Like, there's the people who go down with all the geeky stuff to fish.
Is it a pond then?
No, it's a creek, and they you know, it's moving kind of fast, but just full of trout. And we just drop hooks in with, you know, cheap little Zebco fishing rods.
Okay.
And with American cheese. That's our fishing secret. So my father-in-law is a great angler. But he's like, we don't have to do anything other than put American cheese on the end of it. And they jump on the hook. And I came back with my limit every day. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And we'll eat those trout like throughout the year.
Okay.
And I geek out over that, like finding new ways to cook them. And
you clean them and freeze them.
Clean them, freeze them.
Bring them home.
We got a freezer full of trout that'll last us till next August.
How about that?
It's awesome.
That's great.
It's my favorite place. And it's such a spiritual renewal place for me too, because there's not distractions. I just load up my phone with all kinds of podcasts because there's no internet there, but I load them up and, you know, listen to a bunch of 40 minutes in the Old Testament off of Christ Old Fast or the Christ Old Fast podcast, and I love it.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. But the geeky thing I was listening to There's a series of books by Justin Cronin, I think is his name. So it's called The Passage is the first one. Have you heard of that?
No, I have not.
Okay. It is, it's almost like Stephen King, very Stephen King-like. And the third one just came out, but I read the first one years ago. So I was re-listening and great audiobook.
Okay. So
and
it's audiobook.
It's I was doing the audiobook while I was fishing and it's so good. I mean, it's got some, you know, Game of Thronesy type parts with, you know, humanity showing its faults, of course, but it's a world where, okay, I'm going to say vampires, and you're thinking, oh, vampires. No, no, no. This is the one thing I've ever read where.
I don't think that.
Cool. Well, I don't either. But there's been
some listeners may be thinking, oh, vampires. Oh,
there's been like a vampire apocalypse kind of thing, and you see all the stuff that led up to it, and then kind of everything that happens afterwards, and it's like 100 years later, and there's a settlement where lights keep the vampires away, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the lights are failing.
Okay.
So it. But that is only just the tip of the iceberg. It's one of the best series I've ever read. And I'm excited to get to the third one, but I forgot everything that happened in the first and second. So I'm re-listening to that and having a lot of fun with that.
Now,
geeking
has this
out.
Ever got... is there any plans for this to
it,
go...
Yeah, here's series? What's cool. Here's why I read it. The book came out in 2011 or 12. The movie rights had already been bought in 2010 because word had already gotten out about how awesome it was.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're planning on making a movie eventually. We'll see what happens. But it reminds me a lot of, if you're into Stephen King, like the Dark Tower series, that kind of thing.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah. That was one of my geeky things from the summer. What geeky did you just went somewhere, right?
Well, so my wife and I just had an anniversary.
Yeah,
and
congrats.
So we've never done this particular thing before for our anniversary, but this was kind of one of those deals where this summer... We kind of took our vacation at the beginning of the summer.
Okay.
And so I haven't really had a vacation since June. And typically
I sound so first world right now. I haven't had a vacation.
Well, yeah, that
no, but you were working really hard while our other pastor was on vacation.
Well, so the thing is like, I try to take two Sundays off a year.
Okay.
And really, you know, this is not a complaint. It's just the reality. When you take one Sunday off, you really only get like 4 or 5 days off.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. Like I'm not like I don't have a big problem with my schedule. It's very flexible and good. So, we did want to take another. I wanted to take another Sunday off before school started back, and you know, and.
Okay.
And since we had our anniversary come up, we hadn't really planned anything. So we were like, well, what could we do that would be quick, get out of town? And we've never done this before, but it turned out to be awesome. We went up to Choctaw Casino.
Oh, yeah,
Oklahoma.
Fun.
Have you been up there?
Is that the Choctaw World Casino? Is that
okay,
the one?
Yeah.
I went up for a concert.
This is in Durant, which is
right across the border.
We live in Dallas-Fort Worth, so we're just over an hour from there.
Okay.
But the amazing thing about it, I never dreamed it would be as sort of as fun as it was.
I know,
I mean,
me
they
too.
They have a
they got some
obviously
new swimming
they have
pools.
The casinos, but they have a huge, you know, like a great resort style pool. They got bowling alley in there.
Yeah.
They got movie theater
in
there.
El Phoenix.
They've got all kinds of stuff in there. And so we had a really good time. And here's the thing. I've never really been in big time to gambling. I've ever occasionally gone and, you know, played games here or there.
Yeah.
And I've never really been in the slot machines because it just doesn't seem like
there's no skill.
It doesn't seem like it's that entertaining.
Yeah.
We had the best time playing the slot machines.
It's kind of fun.
We here's what's crazy. This is not me promoting gambling.
Okay.
I'm just saying this is how much fun we had on our like 2-day trip. Is that we brought $300 that we were going to play games with, and we were like, well, we're going to probably lose this, but
yeah,
it's
good
like
budget.
Vacation money, entertainment money, and then we'll go see a movie and we'll bowl or whatever.
Right.
We walked out of there with like $1,800. We kept winning.
You
got to
leave
slot.
When you're ahead.
We kept winning these slot machines.
That's great.
And so we had an absolute blast, my wife and I, and we had a really, really good time. So, I mean.
So now next time you go, it'll catch up.
Yeah, it probably will. Well, see, that's the thing is we won't
bring 300
back.
Again.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I think if you take a little bit of cash out and you go, this is going to be entertainment money. Once we run out of this money, that will be for playing the games, and then we'll go bowling. We'll do the movies. We'll do this pool, and yeah. we did that stuff too.
Yeah.
So we weren't like we were gambling the whole time, but it was just the way it worked out. We won.
That's fun.
And it was a blast. And so I actually have this sort of new fascination with slot machines. Because there's all different ways that you can bet one line, you can bet two lines, you can bet nine lines, you can do, you know, what are the chance?
Very
are the
quickly,
odds?
Penny slots turn into dollar slots with all the different.
They very quickly. You know, that's what you don't. Yeah, until you go really kind of experience it, you don't realize how fun it can be and how expensive it can be really fast.
Right.
I mean, like you said,
that's the dangerous side.
A penny
of it.
Slot. I mean, with the way that you can bet them, I mean, you can be betting $2 every time.
Yeah.
You know, on a penny slot machine.
Yeah.
But it was a lot.
That's cool.
We had a lot of fun, and they had, and if I guess if we wouldn't have won, I would have actually accomplished one of the goals that I had, because at the movie theater at Choctaw they were showing Star Trek Beyond, and I
that's why you didn't see
I
it.
I didn't see it. That's why I didn't see it.
Well, I did.
Okay,
I did. I liked it.
Good,
I liked it. But
it's barely
a Star Trek movie.
Is that right?
It's a Fast and Furious movie in space, which makes sense because the new director is the guy who's been doing
it's
all the Fast and Furious.
It's just a big
movies.
Action packed.
It's a big action packed movie. It is not your traditional Star Trek movie. But it's a good movie.
I felt like maybe Into Darkness was a little bit more of a like an action film than a sci-fi film.
Yeah. And I don't think Into Darkness did it as well as this one does.
Okay.
So
it's good.
Yeah, it's not cerebral. It's turn your brain off and have some fun in space. And
yeah.
But that's fun. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if that's what they're going for.
I think that's what they're going for now. Yeah.
I would be really. I mean, if Star Wars goes that direction, I will not like that at all.
No. Don't do that with Star Wars, please.
I mean.
Let's talk Star Wars.
Okay.
I got another little story. I'm a little mad. There's a listener out there, and you know who you are. I got a kid in my class who was dragged into a focus group and got to see. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this, but oh well. Got to
dragged
see.
Dragged into.
Dragged in.
Kicking and screaming?
No, I mean, not at all. He got to go in a focus group and see not only a Rogue One trailer that no one's seen yet. Maybe it's the one that's on tonight on the Olympics if you want to see a Rogue One trailer. Well, this airs tomorrow, though, so. I hope you saw that new trailer.
Thursday night. Yeah.
He saw footage from Episode 8. And I'm so jealous. So, you know, no special effects added in yet.
So tell me about how this came down. Like, how did I got pulled into his focus group.
Yeah, his mom knew someone that was in one, and then they called him and screened him to make sure he wasn't like a weirdo or something that would run his mouth. And then he had to sign like form after form after form.
Non-disclosure
stuff. So I think it's cool that they're
so the catch is you know someone who
knows
about the movie.
Who knows about the movie and can't tell me
anything.
I know nothing. Yeah. I'm no closer to knowing anything. And I think he's having fun just
holding that over your head.
Totally. I just want to know the title of the movie. He knows that and he won't
tell
me.
He knows the title.
But, hey, good on you, man.
Yeah.
Stick to your guns.
That's right.
I'm still going to break you.
Do what you said you were going to do and don't tell anyone.
I thought that was cool. So they're making progress with Episode 8. Rogue One I'm real excited about. So that's going to be fun coming up.
I think it's going to be great. I can't wait for it.
Nah.
I hope it doesn't go like you got me a little worried about this whole.
Because the reshoots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with Suicide Squad, I really started to worry when they started doing all the reshoots. And I saw Suicide Squad before it even came out. Yeah. And I'd say Suicide Squad is a hot mess. It's a fun hot mess. I still kind of enjoyed it. It was not as boring and
I have no desire
dumb.
To see Suicide Squad.
Well, after we got burned with Batman versus Superman, I can totally see
I
that.
Was already skeptical going in and then
the first part of Suicide Squad, it's all about introducing these characters, but yet again they try to slide in this, we got to build up Justice League, so let's introduce those characters while we're doing it too. And it's like, come on, guys. So
Ben Affleck is in it,
like Ben Affleck's in it as Batman, and I think we had the Flash show up at one point and some other things, but you know, it was an okay movie. It was fun enough, but
it's interesting
mess.
Because you 6 months ago, there were a lot of people in Geekland that you could never convince that it wasn't going to be the greatest movie ever.
And they still
and
aren't
I
convinced.
Haven't heard squat about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't heard anybody say, oh, you got to see it, or oh, it's great. Yeah. I've never, I just.
Now, with all that being said, there's a trailer floating around for Justice League that they showed at Comic-Con. It looks good. But I'm not getting my hopes up at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
I have zero hopes.
So I'm going to wait till other people see it and they tell me, nope, it's great, but It looks good. We'll see. Can't get tone right.
If I see any superhero stuff, it's going to be Marvel, probably.
Yeah.
From here on out for a while.
Well, we got to get you to... You need to spend some time and go back and watch Iron Man through Captain America 2. Yeah. Captain America 2 was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So... Yeah.
I've said it before. I'm not a Captain America guy.
I'm not either, but it's not about him.
Okay.
It's not about him.
All right.
You could probably skip the first two Captain America movies if you really wanted to. But cool. Well, Stranger Things was awesome this summer.
That was a good TV show. That was the TV highlight of the summer.
Yeah, me too.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Did you watch anything else this summer? Any other geeky TV shows?
I tell you what. Here's the show that I'm watching right now that I didn't actually I wouldn't call it a geeky show, but I'm really enjoying it. It's mm-hmm. been the surprise,
okay.
of the summer for me. The Night Of on HBO.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, The Night Of on HBO, which is much more of a at this point, of course, I think we're maybe five episodes in, and this is like a limited series of mm-hmm. it. So this is just a one shot story deal. But John Turturro is incredible in it. The acting is great. A lot of the cast from The Wire is in it. It's not the same characters, but a lot of the cast from The Wire is in it. It's really, really well done. Now, that being said, it's not over yet. So I may get to the end. We may get to the end and I may be disappointed. But so far, it's been a really good surprise for the summer, because I was worried about, you know, honestly, I felt like Preacher became a big disappointment.
Did it?
The last episode was so dumb.
Was it
so dumb?
I just didn't go back to it after we watched the first couple.
It was like they just I mean, they could it, that that there's things that I really like about that show.
Yeah,
but they just I mean it was just like so dumb.
Okay.
That you were like, I don't know. I mean,
that's how I feel about Suicide Squad.
I'll give it a try on the second season.
Okay.
But it's been a big disappointment because of how they decided to portray some things. But that's a whole nother, without getting back into theology. I mean, it's just that part of it is really, really dumb.
Okay.
And I don't mean that from like a pastor or a theologian perspective.
There wasn't logic.
From a fan perspective, just watching it going, oh, this is stupid. Why did y'all do this? This is so dumb.
Yeah.
But maybe there's other people that maybe don't feel that way. But
I saw some news the other day. Another geeky update, kind of geeky update. We've talked a lot about Making a Murderer.
Yeah.
They're doing a season two.
Are they really?
About the appeal process.
Okay.
So that's coming down the pipe, and I think that'll be good.
That I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard some rumblings, and even. There's some talk that there may be even another documentary out there about how Making a Murderer twisted everything
to make it
seem like, you know, it wasn't really, you know, so who knows? I mean,
interesting.
I tell you what, I'm pumped about, obviously, and we've talked about this before. What are you pumped about for? The fall, obviously.
Westworld. I'm pumped about that.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I wish they'd come out with a new trailer, because I keep seeing the same one. I'm excited about Westworld. I am somewhat excited, but in a limited fashion, for Fear of the Walking Dead.
Fear of the Walking Dead?
Fear of the Walking Dead.
Okay. Oh, did you finish it this summer?
That's about to come. Their second half of the season.
Oh,
about
okay.
To come
they split
out.
It. They split it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
that.
Yeah,
it's about to come out.
Okay, so I got to catch up on that one. So we can talk.
I don't
about
know
that.
When Walking Dead comes back. Is it probably in
it's
the spring?
It's normally in October. Normally, so maybe they're filling that gap with Fear of the Walking Dead.
I don't think, but
they're starting to release promo shots.
We should
from
know
Walking
this.
Dead.
We should.
But they're releasing promo shots with the King, which is a character from the comic books, and correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, character from the comic books who runs kind of a kingdom. They use a lot of horses.
Well, that's what
things
those
like
guys
that.
In football gear are. Yes. They're going to be the knights. That,
yeah. Yeah. But, and he's got a pet tiger apparently. Okay. So it's an interesting group that they're going to come into contact with. Yeah. So they're already starting to push or promote the new shows. I'm thinking October. I'm pretty sure.
My understanding is so the Fear of the Walking Dead, I believe, kicks off maybe even this Sunday.
Okay.
If not this Sunday, it's mid-August. So wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's this Sunday?
I don't even remember. School is starting.
It's
I
like
can't
the 12th
think about
or 13th
that.
Yeah, this
12th
week.
Or 13th.
So I think next week. I think next Sunday.
That actually reminds me of something really geeky that's coming out. Have you heard of No Man's Sky? Like No Man's Land, but No Man's Sky?
No.
Okay, so video game. It is, it's blowing my mind everything I'm seeing from it, but it is releasing on PC on August 12th, so I'm going to get it. Huge universe you just explore with lots of planets and things, and it's all procedurally generated. And I'm talking huge universe with like 10,000 planets, and no one is alike. So it's a game where everyone's on it, like a multiplayer online game, right?
Yeah.
Except you're probably not going to run into anyone because it's so huge. And if you do run into someone, that would be a big deal. So procedurally generated world, and your whole goal is to try to get to the center
explain
of the universe.
Explain procedurally generated.
Yeah, okay.
It generated as you go? Like it's,
kind
or
of,
it's
yeah.
Predetermined.
Predetermined. Like, predetermined, but so it's such a huge world, you couldn't have a programmer go in and program and place every flower, etc. So what they've done is write code so that you end up with randomly generated planets that are all different with different life and different things.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's kind of the future of
you
gaming in a lot of ways.
You can explore all these things. And
yeah, you will never see everything. So it looks really cool. So back in the day, there were games like Wing Commander. So it's kind of like that, except huge. And I'm really excited about this one. So I'm going
to
geek out about that and let y'all know how that goes.
Yeah.
But
well, that'd
hopefully my computer can run it.
That's fascinating to hear.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man.
Yeah.
So that's our
one geeky summer.
Yeah. So we're excited about Westworld. We're excited about Rogue One. There's not really any news there.
Not too much.
Somewhat excited.
Darth Vader is in Rogue One. That has definitely been confirmed.
Okay. Well, he had to be.
Yeah.
But yeah. Beautiful.
Cool.
All right. Well.
All right.
That's it for this special
edition
edition of This Week in Geek, which was really this summer in Geek. And
we'll
see
you next
guys,
week and every Friday till we forget to do a show.
Yeah, back to the regular format next week. See you then.